Hey, Kyle. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, I love the public art, and you're switching up some murals. Tell folks what's going on.
Yeah. So in March, we did a partnership with Great Western Bank and had local artist Di Davenport create a graffiti piece that represented downtown. In downtown Marshalltown, represented Marshalltown Strong, and we're excited to announce that we're rotating the artwork, and Di will be doing a new piece on that wall here in the coming weeks, which the wall is located on the corner of East State Street and North First Ave, just behind Great Western Bank in downtown Marshalltown. So what is now saying Marshalltown Strong is going to transition to a unity theme piece.
Okay, so we used the strong statement immediately following the tornado. So is the unity one supposed to maybe, talk a little bit about the aftermath of the derecho or what?
Yeah, I think it's applicable to a lot of things going on a local, state, and nationwide. So I think it'll be applicable to the storm cleanup and continued COVID-19 and all kinds of other things. So Di's really talented, and he's really excited. He enjoys making people smile through tragedies and always wants to uplift people's spirits with his art. So I think it's applicable continuing this navigation of uncertain and kind of weird times in 2020. We're excited to see new artwork go up, and that's the intention of this wall in partnership with Great Western Bank, is for it to be rotating. So we have more artwork in store for this fall.
Very good. All right. Anything else we need to know, Amber?
Well, in a few weeks, we are doing another Call to Artists for our Art in Public Places program. And so you can see Call to Artists going out here in a week for Sub-City. And we've added West End Perk down at 13th Street. So we'll have local artists have artwork on display at two businesses here starting this fall.